My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's a former judge in the state of Texas, and he's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court to take up an appeal by the state of Arizona about the laws that it passed back in the year 2010 in terms of securing its border and being able to investigate folks who are apprehended for other reasons to see whether or not they're in this country legally. The Obama administration challenged that and won at both the district and appellate court level, and now the Supreme Court will have the ultimate say here. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Greg.
A number of dimensions here. First of all, the main argument that the government has used and apparently has worked so far is that the security of our federal borders, our national borders, is solely the purview of the federal government. So therefore, we can't have the states making different rules about how it will patrol different parts of our border. What's your response to that?
Well, it's particularly disconcerting when you know that the Attorney General, as he admitted before our Judiciary Committee, had never even read Arizona's law before he filed suit against Arizona for what he thought was an unconstitutional law where the state was usurping federal power. But apparently the Supreme Court has seen this is a much bigger issue than that, because the Arizona law was really, I thought, quite legal, quite proper, because it did not even go as far as the old Ohio versus Terry case back in the 60s, what led to what's called a Terry stop, where a policeman is authorized, for cause or no cause at all, to stop someone just to ask for identification. And this, the Arizona law actually said you couldn't stop somebody just to make them identify themselves or show they were legally here. But if you had them stopped for some violation, some crime, then you could require production of that kind of information. For the federal government to come in and say you can't even inquire once you have somebody stopped is crazy. The damage that will do to law enforcement's ability to do their jobs is amazing. And it's one thing when the federal government is not going to do its sworn duty to provide for a common defense. It's quite another when they lash out and say, and we're not going to let anybody else protect themselves either. I mean, that's nuts. Arizona has had citizens, residents die, be killed by illegals. Probably all of our border states have. We certainly have in Texas. I've had people before me as a judge that were illegally there and had done great damage. So this is an important issue, should be to every state who wants to be able to protect itself, even when the federal government is as lax to do their job or is opposed to doing their job as this attorney general's been.
One of the arguments that was made by those opposed to this legislation, it seems like from what you just explained that this may not be a legitimate concern, but I'll let you expound on it, and that's that because the vast majority of illegals are obviously coming from Mexico or other countries in Latin America, that this would amount to racial profiling, and even a Hispanic family who's perfectly legal in this country, if somebody in the one of the parents forgets to bring an ID, just walking their kids to the ice cream store, it could mean the end of their liberties here in the United States.
Well, I know there were groups that were trying to use fear-mongering by saying, oh, it might cause you a problem just on your way to get ice cream, but that was an outrageous claim. It was by people that had not even read the very short law. It was not that complicated. Apparently, it was too complicated for our U.S. Attorney General to read, but for most people, it would not be. It was very basic. And you can't just stop somebody on the way to get ice cream, as some group said, unless you believe they have violated the law in some way first. That's what the law says. And it goes on to say specifically, you cannot stop somebody or ask for identification based on any type of profiling. So it was specifically forbidden in the law itself, and it was actually not giving police even the authorization that they have under the old Terry stop rule.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, you mentioned that the Justice Department, the Attorney General, challenged this new law in court without having read it. So if it's not the merits of the law, what do you think is the reason that this challenge has happened?
they just don't want the law enforced. They don't want federal law enforced. They're not going to enforce it, and they're not going to allow any state to enforce the law. I don't know, but when you know that the Attorney General has represented terrorists, when you know the Attorney General was involved in getting Mark Rich the pardon that he shouldn't have had, then sometimes those things raise issues as what is your motivation for not only not enforcing the law, but not allowing states to protect themselves. And, you know, we can't know his heart. We can't know what's in his head. But you can look at all the evidence and realize he's determined not to follow the law and not to allow others to enforce it either.
One of the other things that happened at the time that the Supreme Court on Monday said that they would hear this case is that Justice Kagan recused herself, saying that because of her time at the Justice Department and including a little bit of time there as the Justice Department was formulating its challenge to this law, she will not be hearing the case. So it's just eight justices. How do you think that impacts the way the ruling's likely to come down on this?
Well, I think it will have an impact since she is certainly very sympathetic to this administration having worked for it. But it also tells me that in view of what has come out about the health care law after she testified before the Senate that she hadn't worked at all on the case, hadn't had anything to do with it, and particularly had not ever expressed any opinion on it. And then you started seeing emails where she's so excited about the administration getting the votes to pass Obamacare, and you wonder what else is out there. I think she must have realized, uh-oh, some of those things that I thought were dead and buried apparently could come back. She must have known there were emails or other things out there that would have come back and bitten her. With regard to the Arizona law, she must have expressed opinions. And if she's expressed opinion, like any other judge, if you've expressed opinion on what the outcome of a case should be before you ever hear a case, then you should be recused. You should recuse yourself, and if not, be removed.
Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He's also a former judge in the state of Texas. This is just the first part of our conversation. In the second half, which you can find on this same website, Congressman Gohmert and I also talk about the testimony last week before the House Judiciary Committee from Attorney General Eric Holder, the ongoing Fast and Furious investigation, and what he sees as an extreme amount of partisanship during those hearings and over the issues involved in those hearings. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.